USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The eternal battle between fire and water is very real for the people in much of California as another huge storm blasts the coast and the mountains that have been stripped of so much vegetation by years of summer wildfires. Put it together, and reporter Marissa Pera on the Central Coast says,
we are in an area that is vulnerable right now. It's not used to this much rain. And on top of that, we saw those wildfires that created a situation where now we're going to see more mudslides because those areas were cleared of the trees and the vegetation that might have made that a little more difficult than it is right now.
Some hills up from the coast are being evacuated as the rain will continue through tomorrow. It's back to school for students at the University of Idaho this week. They return knowing that a suspect in November's murders of four of their fellow students is under arrest. The provost calls that a relief. Sentencing for Harvey Weinstein on his rape and sexual assault convictions in Los Angeles will not happen today. The judge moved it back until late next month, giving the defense time to file a motion for a new trial. House members vote on some new rules for the new session tonight, among them formation of a committee to look into what conservatives call the weaponization of the federal government. A national political watchdog group wants the Federal Election Commission to investigate the source of the $700,000 campaign loan that new Congressman George Santos made to himself. The group questions whether the money originally came from corporations or sources outside the U.S. Prince Harry wants us all to know,
none of anything that I've written, anything I've included, is ever intended to hurt my family.
But he tells 60 Minutes his new book does paint the full picture of his life growing up and dispels the idea that his wife ruined his relationship with his brother, the future king. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The championship of big-time college football is on the line tonight in Los Angeles when Georgia takes on Texas Christian. The Bulldogs look to lift the trophy for the second straight year. The Horned Frogs are the Cinderella team, thanks to knocking off heavily favored Michigan in the semifinals. Goodbye, Red Zone Channel, for another season. Now it's the NFL playoff games.
The NFL playoff field is officially set. The Eagles and Chiefs each locked up the top seeds in the NFC and AFC, respectively. The 49ers, Vikings, and Buccaneers round out the top four NFC seeds. The Cowboys, Giants, and Seahawks earned the wild card spots, with Seattle getting in after the Lions beat the Packers on Sunday night. In the AFC, the Bills, Bengals, and Jaguars round out the top four spots. The Chargers, Ravens, and Dolphins also secured wild card spots. I'm Julio Flores.
The first playoff game is Saturday afternoon when the 49ers go for the hat trick and they host the Seahawks. Then it's the Chargers at Jacksonville. Three games Sunday before the super wild card round wraps up Monday night when the Bucks host the Cowboys. And the NFL coaching carousel is starting to turn. Lovie Smith is out after just 1 year as coach of the Houston Texans. The team's third win of the season, yesterday's last second victory over Indianapolis, actually handed Chicago the first pick in April's draft. And the Cardinals, who finished at 4-13, have let go head coach Cliff Kingsbury after just two seasons. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.